This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Five to get off a shot. William on the drive. Pull up, pull up. Got it! She got it! She got it! One of the great upsets in history. Mississippi State in overtime at the buzzer.
First, it was the end of the 111-game streak of the University of Connecticut women's basketball team. 5'5" guard Morgan Williams buzzer beater and Mississippi State upset UConn during Friday's Final Four matchup. Audio courtesy of ESPN. But that was just Act 1. Would Mississippi State have anything left for the final game against South Carolina? Nope. The SC Gamecocks won their first NCAA Women's Basketball Championship by the score of 67-55.
A spectacular performance, and South Carolina has won the national championship.
Well, the men are going to have quite an act to follow with their final tonight. North Carolina returns to the finals, this time facing off against Gonzaga, the first-timers from the West. Michelle Vopel, a columnist for ESPNW and ESPN.com, says, all you can say about this weekend was awesome.
I think going in, most of us honestly expected this to be UConn's fifth consecutive national championship. But their streak was broken, and it was broken in really one of the most dramatic games I've ever seen at the Women's Final Four, with a last-second shot from Mississippi State. And then Mississippi State didn't end up winning the championship. And instead, it's South Carolina winning their program's first championship and also the first for Dawn Staley, who's really a legendary figure in women's basketball.
And such an emotional figure as well. I mean, she had a lot on the line this season that, you know, many of us who tuned in late to the tournament just discovered in the way she was talking after the game.
I really can't see myself doing anything other than what I'm doing and impacting the lives of young people, and also being able to, you know, check this box off in my career.
With Dawn Staley, she's somebody that people who followed women's basketball have watched her ever since she was a player. She's really one of the greatest players in women's basketball history. Somebody who went to three Final Fours as a player at Virginia, didn't win a championship, then became a professional, a three-time Olympian, is going to be the U.S. Women's Olympic basketball coach now. She just got that title. So she really had everything in her career except a national championship at the college level. Lost one of her main players, a senior center, Elena Coates, to an injury and had to play in the tournament without her, and then was still able to win the championship.
Can we go back to that buzzer beater at the Mississippi State upset of University of Connecticut? I mean, that just came out of the blue. Can you talk us through it once more?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing about Mississippi State is they were a team that had knocked off another number one seed in Baylor in the regional final, and they were really confident coming into this game that they would be able to win it. And then it was their point guard, Morgan Williams, who had a wonderful game in the regional final with 41 points. She's the one that got the buzzer beater, and it literally was a buzzer beater. The ball went through the net, and the horn sounded. The arena just went crazy. So it was really an amazing finish.
Well, the end of the men's tournament is going to have a very high bar to get over to meet the excitement of what happened in the women's tournament. Gonzaga knew from the West in this final, but North Carolina has been here before. This is kind of the matchup we expected. How do you feel about this final for the men?
For the men, you know, actually, I think the newcomers, Gonzaga, I think they're going to win. I think they've been the most complete team all season, even though, you know, obviously North Carolina is the brand name and basically about as storied a program as you can get. I actually think Gonzaga has all the answers, and I think they're going to win, in which case we're going to have two new champions, Gonzaga on the men's side, and South Carolina never won before, and now they have a championship.
Michelle Vopel, columnist for ESPNW and ESPN.com, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.